It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Quick conversations at the end of the week to catch up on some news stories that we didn't touch on otherwise in our talk shows. Earlier this week, there was an unprecedented takeover. Not in the financial world. It was an attempted takeover of one of the famous bald eagle's nests near Decorah. The perpetrators? A pair of great horned owls. Now, this brief battle was captured on nest cameras, cameras that have gathered more than 300 million internet viewers in 5 years, making the Decorah bald eagles world famous. Bob Anderson is with us now again, director of the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah. Good afternoon to you, Bob.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
So, take us through this narrative. What was the drama that unfolded earlier this week?
Well, we've had a pair of great horned owls that have taken a liking to the Decorah eagle nest. The eagles are often in it during the day, but at night it's being visited by a pair of great horned owls. And about a week ago, one of the eagles saw an owl in the nest in the middle of the night, and it went in to chase it away. And then it was actually the mate of that particular owl struck the male bald eagle so hard it knocked it right out of the nest. And all that was captured on video, and it's shocking.
Right.
It's absolutely shocking. Now, this morning I got up, and I can review every 3 hours we've got recorded video, and sure enough, we had an owl in the nest for quite a bit last night.
There has been an egg laid in the nest?
No, there hasn't. I thought there was. There was an owl in the nest last night laying down in the nest bowl as it was laying an egg, but when it did get up to fly away, there was no egg in the bowl.
So we see that these owls are repeatedly attempting to take over this nest, not just one time.
That's right. They're visiting the nest almost every single night.
Okay. So we have a little bit of sound from the video captured by your cameras there. Let's listen. I think this is from the first attempted takeover that you described at first. Let's listen. So, Bob, what did we hear there?
Well, you heard the male owl in the nest hooting, and then off in the background, a lower voice, that was the female responding. And then you heard the eagle kind of scream and chitter. The eagle flew into the nest. The owl saw it coming and made his escape. But his mate, the female who was off in the distance, who you could hear responding to his hooting, came across the screen at Mach 5 and knocked the eagle right off the nest. It was shocking, shocking.
At Mach 5, that's an exaggeration a little bit, right?
Well, it probably is. I mean, if you follow this, it's a blur. It's a blur. It's happened so fast that you see something coming across screen and strike the eagle.
Mm-hmm. Has this ever been caught on tape before? Did we know this happened in nature?
You know, no. Because we have color day and infrared night cameras and microphones, we're kind of learning some new things into species that has been studied for a long, long time. That's what makes it kind of fun. We've discovered that the eagles can be active at night, and now we're surprised to see the great horned owls are actually trying to take over ownership of the nest. Without the cameras, we would not know this. It's only because we have the cameras that we are getting insight into this strange behavior, which, as far as I know, has never been witnessed or documented before.
Right, and so has there been a lot of interest from raptor biologists around the world, I imagine?
You know, there is. There's a lot of interest. There really are. And it's very possible that we might have a Decorah great horned owl cam this year instead of a Decorah bald eagle cam. It's shocking. You know, will we step in and do something? No, we're not. We're just going to let nature work it out and enjoy the ride and learn. And I think a lot of people are quite interested in what's going to transpire, what's going to happen.
Right. We think of a nest. Now, we shouldn't think of a robin's nest here. These are large structures, aren't they?
Yes, this nest is just about 5 feet across in diameter, and it's probably a couple feet deep. So it's quite a large nest. I often describe bald eagle nests as Volkswagens and trees. They're huge. They're absolutely huge nests.
Uh-huh. So does that tell us why the owls don't just build their own nest? They're quite a bit of work to do?
Well, no, the great horned owls do not build their own nests. They take over other birds' nests. They often use red-tailed hawk nests, often. If a red-tailed hawk builds a nest and they raise their babies, and usually the great horned owl starts courting in January and February, this time of the year before the red-tail, and so we know that great horned owls can displace red tails. This is the first, though, to see them eagle three times their size.
Right. I was going to ask you about this. Is this a fair fight? Is this a matchup? This is like what's Foghorn Leghorn and the little chicken coming after Foghorn Leghorn, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought. Well, the bald eagles are so large. Surely they're going to win the battle. But when you see that footage of how aggressive that adult female owl is, it does give you some pause. I mean, another name for the great horned owl is the tiger of the air, and they can be very, very aggressive. And to see them taking on the eagles much larger than three times their size is quite shocking. It really is. Quite interesting, though, too.
So you say this is not clear who will, in the end, own this nest, who will inhabit this nest in the coming months. What will determine that? Will it be the first one that lays an egg, perhaps?
You know, that's what I'm thinking, because what the bald eagles are due to lay their eggs in just, maybe another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, about the 20th of February, we should have our first bald eagle egg. And the great horned owls, I'm not sure, but they're acting like they're about ready to lay now. So once an egg is laid, be it from an eagle or an owl, the adult has to stay and keep the egg warm because it's, still winter and very cold. So when that happens, whoever lays the first egg, well, they might get challenged, but they can't leave their egg. They can't because it'll get cold and freeze and the embryo will die. So it'll be, that's my guess, is whoever lays the first egg will probably own the nest.
Mm-hmm. What about the homeless raptor? Where do they lay their eggs then?
Well, we don't know. I mean, this pair of bald eagles has two nests. They're about 350 feet apart from each other. Their old nest, after 7 or 8 years, they went off and built another one, which bald eagles do. They routinely build multiple nests. And we're hoping that maybe that one of them, we're hoping that the horned owls go over to the old nest and the bald eagles can keep their nest. I mean, that would be the ideal situation because we have cameras at both trees. So it would make a very exciting decor eagle cam this year if we had both nesting great horned owls and bald eagles. And in fact, there's a film crew from National Geographic, it's making a documentary on owls that's really hoping that happens, is that both pairs will nest and they'll be able to get some stunning footage of the interactions between the species.
Okay, Bob Anderson, exciting times at the Raptor Resource Project. Bob Anderson, director of that project, and we'll keep our eyes glued to the internet to find out what is the outcome of this battle between the horned owls and the bald eagles. And we'll put a link to the Eagle Cam on our website. Bob Anderson, thanks again. We'll follow this story.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
More to come on this News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio, including the discovery of an ancient solar system in our galaxy. It's only 115 light years away, but it's several billion years older than our solar system. We'll hear about that from Steve Kowaler of Iowa State University. Then Nate Keating, one of the most successful place kickers in NFL history, with his thoughts on the NFL, the year that has been for the NFL before Super Bowl 49 on Sunday. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.